Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Afterlife of Marley, Prophecy, Influence, and Immortality. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. He's been gone for over four decades, yet his voice still rises in revolutions, prayers, protests, and love songs. Bob Marley didn't just live, he prophesied, and even now the world is still catching up. When Bob Marley passed away in 1981, many feared the message would fade, that reggae would retreat, that the prophet would become just another portrait on a wall, another lyric on repeat. But they misunderstood something. Bob Marley was never just a man, he was a movement. And movements don't die. They multiply. His songs still echo in marches from Gaza to Ferguson, in ceremonies from Ethiopia to Brazil, and in the headphones of dreamers, radicals, and seekers on every continent. He warned us about Babylon. He spoke of Exodus. He called on Zion. He told us to emancipate our minds. Long before the term mental health was mainstream, Bob Marley didn't write songs for a moment. He wrote scripture for a broken world. And what makes it even more powerful? Much of what he sang has come true. Systems of corruption, racial injustice, spiritual disconnection. He called them out in the 70s. And in 2024, we're still fighting the same battles. But we're not fighting alone, because Bob's music still arms the spirit. His face is painted on walls in refugee camps. His lyrics are quoted in United Nations halls. His philosophy is taught in classrooms. His image is worn by children too young to know who he was, but old enough to feel what he left behind. In this so-called afterlife, Bob Marley has become a symbol of universal resistance. He belongs to no nation, no religion, no record label. He belongs to the struggle, to the awakening, to the light that refuses to dim. Even in death, he remained prophetic. He once said, "My music will go on forever." Maybe it's a fool say that, but when me know facts, me can say facts. My music will go on forever. And it has. Redemption Song plays at funerals and freedom marches. One Love sings through war zones. Get up, stand up echoes every time injustice dares show its face. Bob Marley never asked for sainthood. He asked for truth. He gave us rhythm and rage. He gave us pain and praise. He gave us questions and courage. And what did we give him? Immortality. Not in statues or streaming numbers, but in the way his words live in our mouths. In the way his courage pushes us forward. In the way his silence still sings. Because Bob Marley may have died on May 11, 1981, but he still walks with us. Through struggle, through song, through spirit. And as long as injustice lives, so will his voice.